Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I burn low with my New York brim and my gold.
Little ZZ Top bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Michael Stollard. Mike's a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. We're talking about how to help your employees understand that you want their voice. You desire, it's important that you hear from them on the way you run your business and decisions you have to make. But that doesn't mean that they get a vote. And so, Mike, isn't that really the trick? Isn't really one of the challenges of all this is how to convey to the person, the employee that you're talking with, you're working with, employees, how to convey to them when you start the process of including them that these are the ground rules? How do you do that?
Well, I think you do exactly that. You say these are the ground rules, you know, especially if it's a group type meeting. If it's one-on-one, it's obviously much more informal. And I really like the idea of, number one, putting your cards on the table, saying, you know, here's what I think about the issue. And now, you know, there are other people who take a different view. They say, why don't you ask the employee their opinion first, because you're not biasing them with your view. But I have found that over time, if they believe, and if you truly do want to hear their opinions and ideas, which there's a lot of wisdom in that, so you should want to, then sharing what you believe first, putting your cards on the table, being transparent is a good idea over time. And then secondly, communicating that I know I don't have a monopoly on good ideas, and I really do want to hear what you think on this issue. You have different perspective, maybe a different thinking style than I do, and you may see this a different way, and it'll help me make a better decision ultimately if I understand your point of view. And then ask them, you know, what's right, what's wrong, what's missing from my thinking.
Should you not say, though, but ultimately, you know, I need you, I want your input, I really want it because I know you guys are smart people. I've hired you because you're smart. I want your brand, I want your contribution. But at the end of this process, I have to make the decision. Is there anything wrong with saying that?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think if you say, listen, I'm going to be wrong from time to time, but it's my responsibility. I own this decision. It's my responsibility. I'm going to be held accountable for it. You know, if I'm the business owner or I'm reporting the business owner, so I have to make the decision. We need to be clear about that. But I really do I believe that we're going to make the best decision when I hear everyone's point of view. And we might. And I wouldn't be asking you if I didn't respect your point of view. So.
Mm-hmm. What about in other scenarios where they could make the decision? They really are more informed about this particular thing than you are. It's their particular area, and you say to them, "All right, let's talk about this, and then I'm going to let you guys make this decision." In other words, it's something that won't take the company down. It's something that, and you know, it's not. I mean, you're not placating them. You're not playing with them. But it is gives them an opportunity to be responsible for a decision. Is there anything wrong with having times where you took that opportunity?
No, I think that's good because they will implement it with more energy and commitment if they own the decision. So,
right.
you know, it's really good to think through what are the decisions that you need to make and what decisions can you delegate to them. And because you're just going to get much better execution if they own the decision. Even if it may not be the completely optimal decision that you want, but the end result may be better because they get in the ballpark and they implement it with such energy because they have a sense of ownership in the decision.
Yeah. If you read Sir Wicky's book, The Wisdom of Crowds?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's, you know, in that book he talks about how having a really diverse group in this research that they've done, having a really diverse group, including, you know, all the people from all the sectors of the company, so to speak, they wind up with a better result than when all the really so-called smart people in the company got together and tried to make the decision by themselves.
Well, you know, I think that's especially true today because the world's just more complex. It's fast moving, and it's interesting. Our brains are just wired differently. There's been a lot of great research on that. You know, some people are integrative thinkers. They're great at connecting the dots. Other people are great at processes, you know, because they're very linear, logical thinkers. So, you know, understanding people's talents and getting people with diverse thinking styles and perspectives and experiences, you're just going to get a much better decision, especially for those complex decisions. You know, there are some no-brainer mm-hmm. decisions where you don't need to do that. But having the wisdom and judgment to understand what decisions it would be wise for you to be more inclusive in getting people's opinions and ideas. And it tends to be the decisions that are more complex, but also the decisions where you're expecting everybody to be involved in implementing them. You want to give them a voice, so involving them in the process is wise. And, you know, you'll find over time that you'll discover some things you weren't aware of that will help improve your batting average as a decision maker, because you're being exposed to their opinions and ideas.
But even though you've established that you're going to make the decision, a lot of times in the interim part of that decision-making process, there can be debate among your team. And managing those personalities and getting sort of the interim advice crystallized, that can be a challenge too, can it? Managing the internal team dynamic.
Well, it can, and there are times that you may have to go against your teams. You know, do that with great humility.
Right.
But if you
hold on. I want to talk about that some more this next segment. Give us your website before we can take a quick break.
It's epluribuspartners.com. So it's based on America's motto, E Pluribus Unum.
Check it out. The book is called Fired Up or Burned Out, wherever books are sold. Michael and I will be right back. Stay with us.
It's just a fall of dust underneath my feet. It rolls around the sun. It doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on the edge of life, just like all the rest.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.